This is such a pain in the ass. I don't like to complain about the boss's orders, but he has a lot of nerve sending the two of us out to do grunt work. I just want to get this over with as soon as possible. He did say we could go home after we finished here, right? Huh. Boss made it sound like it was a good thing, but we could be waiting here for hours for those assholes to show up. I really hate missions like this. Sitting in a cramped warehouse, waiting for some punks, that just isn't my style. But I guess it does mean we've got some time to kill. And as soon as they get here, I'm launching this crate right at them. I doubt those shitheads will even realize we're here until it's too late. You've been awfully quiet today, love. I know now probably isn't the best time to bring this up, but are you holding up okay? You weren't doing so good this morning. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure you've been unwell just about every morning lately. I'm getting pretty worried, you know. I did tell the boss I'd be fine on my own, but he still insisted I took you with me. So just take it easy, okay, love? I can handle these assholes. You could just hang back here once they show up. I doubt it'll happen, but if shit does hit the fan, I want you to keep away, okay? Look, I know you can handle yourself, but with you being sick and all, I'm just a little worried. You should also really let me take you to the doctor. It's not normal for you to be sick every morning. Unless you're pregnant or something. Is something wrong? Why do you look so serious? Shit. Doesn't look like they spotted us yet. Shall we get this over with? Just stay down, okay? Gravity manipulation! Hey, assholes! Think you can catch this? Well, ain't that a shame? You used up all your bullets. And you still fucking missed. You think that was a bit much? Looks like I got them all in one shot, though. So that saved us a hell of a lot of time. Guess they must have been some real amateurs. And clearly none of these punks were gifted. We'll still wait a bit longer, just in case more of them show up. But if that's all there was, I'm even more insulted. The boss could have sent some lower-level mafioso to deal with this garbage. And he better not be expecting us to clean this shit up either. He could send someone else to do that. You okay, love? Shit. Did you get hurt? You really scared the shit out of me. Why are you holding your stomach like that? Does it hurt or something? Hey, if you're feeling sick, we'll head back now. I know I said we'd stay and deal with anyone else that showed up, but if you're not doing good, we should go. I'm sure the boss will understand, but this is my call. So you won't get into any trouble, love, if that's what you're worried about. Come on. I'll send a message for someone to come get us. So let's go outside. Hey, Is there something on your mind? We can sit here and talk for a bit if you want to. Hey, don't worry. I'll back off if you don't want to talk about it. But I'm here. Okay? Even if you just want me to hold you for a bit. Hey, I think we should treat ourselves to a relaxing evening once we're home. So how about we order some food and drink that new wine I bought? Oh shit, that's right. If you're sick, wine might not be the best idea, huh? You need to stay hydrated. So, how about some warm tea instead? I think we have some chamomile at home. I'm pretty sure that's good at helping nausea and stuff. I'm not a fan of it myself, but I'll make it for you if you want some. And if you don't want tea, you always have water. Seems like they're on their way. Let's go wait outside, love. Don't worry. I'll check to see if it's all clear first. But I'm pretty sure if there were others, they would have come running the second they heard all the noise. Still, I wouldn't be surprised if there were some assholes outside waiting to ambush up. Can you stand? If not, I can always pick you up and carry you out. Hey, you're still holding your stomach. I'm gonna ask the driver to swing by a headquarters so one of our doctors can take a look at you, okay? Well, you won't tell me what's wrong, and I'm worried, you know? You've been acting pretty weird all day. Hey, I'm your partner, and I promise I'll do everything I can to help you, okay? It's because I love you. Love. I was only joking earlier about you being pregnant. You don't have to humor me. Wait. You're serious? Have you taken a test? Shit. So, we're really gonna have a kid, huh? Hey, I'm not mad or anything, love. I just think I'm in shock right now. I really wasn't expecting that. But I'm happy. I promise. And here I was thinking this mission wouldn't be anything memorable. Have you told anyone else? Well, you should probably tell the boss. Don't worry. I'll do that tomorrow. Well, things finally make sense now, though. And listen, you don't need to worry about me, okay? There are a few Port Mafia members who have kids. And if they can make it work, so can we. We'll do this together. And I know for a fact that we'll be great parents. I know you can't drink right now, love. But we should still celebrate. And I'm sure the boss will want to do the same when he finds out. But I'd rather have a private celebration with you before everyone else knows. We can still have that quiet night at home if you want. Or we can go out for a meal to celebrate. Damn. Looks like our ride's here. I doubt the driver would say anything. Let's just wait till we're home to finish talking. Maybe it's selfish of me, but I kinda like this being just between us. And I know it won't last, but getting to have a secret like this with the person I love the most is kind of exciting. Let's head out, my love.